Well, we're moving on up. Moving
on up.
To the east side.
Moving on up.
To a deluxe apartment in the sky. Moving on up.
Moving on up.
To the east side.
Moving on up.
We finally got a piece of the pie. Fish don't fry in the kitchen. Beans don't burn on the grill. Took a whole lot of trying. Just to get up that hill. Now we're up in the big leagues, getting our turn at bat. As long as we live, it's you and me, baby. There ain't nothing wrong with that. Forever moving on up,
moving on up
to the east side, to a deluxe apartment in the sky.
How's it going, Florence?
Oh, just fine, Miss Jefferson. I sure do like this new oven cleaner. You just spray it on, let it sit for 6 hours, and wipe it off.
Wonderful. But, Florence, you won't be here in 6 hours.
That's what I like about it.
Now, look, Florence.
Wheezy.
What is it?
I got a surprise for you.
Oh, I'm in here.
Okay, I'm coming in. But first, you got to promise to close your eyes.
Okay.
Got them closed?
They're closed.
Okay.
Lord have mercy.
Can I open my eyes now, George?
If I was you, I would keep them closed.
And if I was you, I'd get back to work.
I am working. Would you believe it? Right now, I'm cleaning the oven.
What'd you do, fall asleep? Open your eyes.
George, what are you doing in short pants?
What? This is my new tennis outfit, Wheezy. Jazzy, ain't it? I'm gonna get you one just like it.
I'd never get in it.
Come here, I want to show you something.
But, George, I don't know the first thing about tennis.
Don't worry about it, Wheezy. I'll teach you.
George, you don't know the first thing about tennis either.
Look, I grew up playing stickball. Now, if I can hit a ball with a broomstick, I know I can hit it with this great big old thing. And besides, I already signed us up for tennis lessons.
George, I don't understand. You've never been interested in tennis before.
Well, Wheezy, see, I've been doing a lot of thinking lately. And I'm always busy at work, and we don't see that much of each other. So I figured this way, we could spend a lot of time together.
Oh, sometimes you can be so sweet, George.
Ain't it the truth? Florence, get the door!
I can't.
Why not?
It's against orders.
Whose orders?
Yours. You told me to get back to work, didn't you? Well, my work is in the kitchen.
How come every time she follows orders, I got to do the work? The trouble with her, her busiest part is her mouth.
Oh, George, I'm glad you're home.
Glad to see you. Come on in.
Oh, you see, I forgot my keys. Helen is gone. I wonder if I could use your phone.
Sure.
Oh, thanks.
Notice anything different?
Hmm? Oh, you asked me to come in. You were glad to see me.
That ain't what I meant. Take another look.
You put on a little weight, right?
Wrong. What's the matter with you, Willis? You ain't never seen me in tennis clothes before.
Oh, yes, tennis. When did you start playing tennis?
Tomorrow.
We are both going to start tomorrow.
Oh, hi, Louise. That's a good idea. Tennis is a great sport.
Great exercise, too. I think it was about time I got out and got me some exercise before it's too late.
Before it's too late?
Well, you know what happens to guys our age? They let themselves go, then they wind up with a big pot belly.
That's right. There's no excuse for that. I used to play in college, but these days it's almost impossible to find a court.
Oh, well, see, we don't have that problem because our club has plenty courts.
Club? What club?
The one we're joining, Wheezy. I mean, where'd you think we're going to play? In the middle of the street?
But there are plenty of courts in Central Park.
They ain't no good. You either die of old age waiting in line or else you get mugged. And then somebody steals your place. Wheezy, you and I are about to become the newest members of the Windsor Tennis Club.
Hey, that's a pretty fancy place.
I thought you had to be white to get in a club like that.
The only thing that's got to be white is your sneakers.
And there are no color restrictions?
Just one. You got to have a dark green bank account. And if I decide to become a permanent member, it'll cost me $5,000.
$5,000? Maybe you'd better go back to stickball. I'll sell you a broom real cheap.
George, how did you hear about this club?
Through one of my customers, John G. Markell.
Judge John G. Markell?
That's him. Yeah, he said his tennis club was looking for people like me. So I met him today at the club for lunch, and within 5 minutes, he introduced me to three big wheels from Wall Street.
Oh, I get it, George. Trying to work out a few business deals between backhands, huh?
I should have known you had other reasons for wanting to join that club.
There ain't nothing wrong with mixing a little business with pleasure. Ain't that right, Willis?
Oh, yes. One of the biggest deals I ever made was on a golf course.
You hear that, Weezy? Listen to the man.
My caddy paid me $5 to go home.
Oh, Judge Markell.
Hello, George.
Oh, come on in, come on in.
Oh, thank you.
Hey, Weezy, look who's here. It's Judge Markell. Your Honor, this is my wife, Louise.
It's a pleasure meeting you, Mrs. Jefferson.
Thank you. George was just telling us about your club.
Oh, well, it's not my club, but I like to think I'm an important force in it, especially when it comes to bringing in delightful new members such as you and your husband.
Oh, thank you again. I'd like you to meet a neighbor of ours, Thomas H. Willis.
How do you do, Mr. Willis?
Pleased to meet you, sir.
Well, this really is a pleasant surprise, you dropping in on me like this.
Well, I was downstairs picking up these suits, and I just thought I'd drop by and find out if you'd like to join me in a game of tennis tomorrow.
Me? You want me to play with you?
That's right.
Oh. I'm only a beginner. I ain't no competition for you.
Oh, I'll be the judge of that.
Hey, that's funny. I did hear that. The judge is going to be the judge.
I got it.
Would you have time for a drink, Judge?
Well, perhaps a quick one. Bourbon and water, thank you.
Oh, look, I'll take these.
Oh.
Why don't we all sit down and relax and make ourselves comfortable? Florence! Would you come out here a minute, please?
What? What's the matter? What happened?
Nothing, why?
You said please.
Oh. She's a great kidder. Would you get my friend here, Judge John G. Markell, a bourbon and water?
Thank you.
Are you a real judge?
Yes.
Your Honor, here comes the judge.
That's right.
Oh, so that's where the please came from. You ought to hear him when ain't no judge around.
Get the drink, Florence.
See what I mean? Mean.
Get the drink.
Hey, can't you sue somebody for meanness?
Florence! Oh, won't you have a seat?
Oh, thank you, yes.
Well, Mr. Willis, what line of work are you in?
He's a bookmaker.
George. He's the vice president of a publishing company.
Oh, really? Do you play tennis?
I used to.
Perhaps you'd like to start playing again. Why don't you come round the club with George tomorrow? We have a few openings, and we're always looking for distinguished new members.
Well, that lets me out.
Yes, and if you're married, bring your wife along. I'm sure she'd love it.
Well, thank you very much, sir.
Oh, hi, Helen. Come on in.
Hello, Louise. I thought you would be down here. Forget your keys, huh? Wow, George, you really look très chic.
Don't start nothing. We got company.
Helen, I want you to meet someone. Judge Markell, this is my wife, Helen.
How do you do? Your wife? How do you do? Oh, I'm so happy to meet you.
George is going to start playing tennis with Judge Markell.
How nice.
And he's invited us to visit the club, too. Well, we used to love tennis. Maybe we ought to start it up again.
Well, Mr. Willis, we may have some openings. I'm not sure.
But you just said there were plenty of them.
Yes, well, what I meant was that I hope we have some openings left, but with this new drive on, they may all be filled by now. But tomorrow morning, I'll check it out, and I'll let George know.
Judge, you wouldn't by any chance be taking back your offer because my wife happens
to
be...
Oh, I didn't say I was taking anything back, Mr. Willis.
Well, what did you say, Judge?
Well, I just said that I will look into it and let you know.
Here's your drink.
Oh, thank you, Abner. Oh, I'm terribly sorry. I have so many things to do. I really must be running. Goodbye, everybody. Forgot my suit. You cleaned them beautifully.
Well, I guess I just have to throw this out.
Well, Tom, I guess we know where the good judge was coming from.
Yes, I don't think they go in for real mixed doubles at his tennis club. Let's go there.
You know, I gotta admire the way the two of you held your tempers.
We've had to cope with people like him before.
And we've learned how to handle them.
We just ignore them because they deserve to be ignored.
Yes, we just let it roll off our backs.
Whenever I meet somebody like that judge, I say to myself, he's nothing but a stupid old bigot. What are you laughing at?
Those initials fit him perfectly.
What initials?
Stupid old bigot.
Bye, y'all.
George. What was the matter with you? Why didn't you say something to that judge?
You're absolutely right, Wheezy. I'll call him as soon as he gets home.
Good.
I gotta find out what time we play tomorrow. Oh. Still mad at me?
Mad? Of course not, George. I'm very proud of you.
Oh, you are?
Sure. How many women have a husband who could put both feet in his mouth and still say enough to make himself look like a damn fool?
Come on, will you stop acting like that? Give me a break, will you?
Get your racket off the table. That's no good either. It'll scratch the counter.
Okay, where do you want me to put it? Look, just because Judge Markell don't like the Willises, ain't no reason for us to lose out joining the club.
That judge is prejudiced, and so is his club.
No, they ain't. They got black members. He invited me to join, didn't he?
Then why did he act the way he did when Helen came in?
Look, you got it all wrong, Wheezy. It ain't her. It's them. Look, I have learned to live with the Willises in their zebra marriage. But everybody ain't liberal as I am.
That's for sure.
Look, let's face it. Most people, black and white, ain't ready for mixed marriage.
Maybe you've forgotten, George, but not too long ago, there were a lot of people who weren't ready for us.
Don't you think I know that? I remember when the only way I could get near a tennis club was by setting up a shoe shine stand outside the door. And now that I'm getting my invitation, I ain't about to lose it just because the Willises got problems.
It's people like Judge Markell who have got problems.
Come on, Weezy, you're the one that's discriminating. You against them people at the club, you ain't even met them yet.
I met one and that's a plenty.
Look, if there was an all-black club like this, I'd be glad to join. But I ain't never heard of one, so what am I supposed to do?
You're supposed to stand up for what you believe in.
I am. I believe in any high-class club that feels I'm good enough to be a member.
Hey, what's happening?
Hello, George. Welcome to the club.
Oh, thanks, Judge. I wish this locker was as friendly as you.
Oh, here, let me give it a try. Sometimes a little temperamental. There you go.
Oh, thanks. Hey, I hope I can do you a favor sometime.
Oh, well, that may come sooner than you think. There's a reporter on his way over to do an article on our club, and, well, I thought it might be a good idea for you to talk to him.
Me? Why me?
Well, being a new member, you can give him a fresh slant on, you know, what the club feels like to you.
is it okay if I mention my stores?
Oh, sure.
You know, for the wife. Like I said, I'm glad to help out any way I can.
Fine. Well, I'm going to warm up for our game.
Turkey.
What's the big idea grabbing on me like that?
You go ripping off a locker like that, what you expect me to do, chump? Give you a key?
No, I already got one.
Where did you steal that?
What are you talking about? Look, this is my key to my locker.
Your key? Man, do you expect me to buy that?
I don't give a damn what you buy. All I know is I'm trying to get into this locker.
Hey, you ain't jiving, are you?
No, I ain't jiving. The locker's jammed.
I ain't talking about the locker. I mean, you really are a member.
Look, my name is George Jefferson, and I'm here to play a very special game with Judge Markell.
Man, ain't that something?
Beg your pardon?
Nothing, Mr. Jefferson. I'm sorry that I grabbed you like that, but I thought you were breaking in. And come to think of it, I guess you are.
Thank you, Carl. Here you go, Carl. Take this for your troubles.
Oh, no, sir, you don't have to do that. I was just doing my job. Now, if you need clean towels, you just call for Carl. Fish gotta swim and birds gotta fly.
And you gotta eat or you're gonna die. Come on, bro. I know how it is. I've been there.
All right, sir. If you insist. Wee! Old Andy Jackson. Looks like they found themselves a rich one, too.
Say what?
I said, you're a rich brother, ain't you?
What's so strange about that? All the brothers around here rich, ain't they?
All the brothers? Who are you talking about? The brothers that work in the kitchen?
Well, what are you talking about?
Man, you really don't know, do you?
Know what?
Why are you here?
Yeah, I know why I'm here. I'm here to play tennis.
Mm-hmm. And you're going to be playing on center court where everybody can see you.
Why would anybody want to see me? I ain't that much of a tennis player.
Because if they don't see you, then you ain't much good to this club. Look, I'll give it to you straight. A couple of other clubs in this town are being hassled by the press because they don't let minorities in. So the dudes that run this club decided to get themselves a house nigger. Dig?
Oh, you mean, come on, man, I don't believe that.
Well, you better believe it, because I ain't joking. Token.
Oh, Carl, get me a fresh towel, would you please?
Yes, sir, Judge, right away.
Thank you. You'll love Carl. He's one of the best boys we've... employees. One of the finest employees we've had. George, I'd like you to meet... Robert Phelps from the Daily Journal. Mr. Jefferson's our newest member.
How do you like the club so far, Mr. Jefferson? Oh, I gotta say, I'm real surprised at the way I'm being treated.
Yes, well, we like to think we're firmly in the 20th century around here.
Here you are, Judge.
Oh, thank you, Carl. How about a picture of Mr. Jefferson and myself for the paper?
That's what I'm here for, Judge.
Is that all right with you?
Oh, whatever you say, Judge.
Good.
Why don't you gentlemen stand right over here?
All right, fine.
Really worked up a sweat, huh, Judge? Okay, now when I say three, I want you gentlemen to give me nice, great, big smiles. Okay? Okay. One, two, three. Wow! I really got myself a good picture, thank you!
Hey, wait, thank you very much, sir!
If you don't stop pacing like that, you're going to wear a hole in the carpet.
Good.
What's good about it?
Because if I make it big enough, it'll match the one in George's head.
I understand, George. Business is very important to him. He could make some contacts at that club.
Contacts my foot. Friends and principals are more important than contacts.
Wheezy,
don't talk to me, George. I'm not interested in anything you have to say.
Well, that's too bad. I figure you might want to hear all about how I quit the club.
Well, you're wrong. I don't want to hear nothing as long as you're a member, you quit the club.
Of course I did. I mean, you ought to know better than think I would join some jive time outfit like that.
How come you didn't say that yesterday?
Well, I would have, but I was waiting for the right time.
What time was that?
When I could find out where that judge's head was at. And I found out where that was.
Where?
Right near the ice water.
Huh?
Wheezy, I wish you'd been there. You'd have been so proud of me.
So you figured out the judge was all wet?
No, I figured he wasn't wet enough.
For someone who's talking so much, you ain't saying nothing.
That's because you ain't listening, Wheeze. Look, that judge took me back 35 years to when my old man used to work for that Patty.
Patty?
Old man Perino.
What kind of Irishman is named Perino?
Tom. Patty just means a white man.
That's because they always pat me on the head for good luck. Every time Papa saw old man Perino coming, he said, uh-oh, here comes the Patty. Oh, Papa hated having his head rubbed, but he finally broke him out of the habit.
And how did he do that?
Well, one day, old man Perino started his rubbing act, and the next day he died. Papa said, that'll show him. You're being at that club today, taught me a whole lot. Now I know how Papa really felt. Like a thing, not like a man. They wanted to use me as a trophy, like the ones down the lobby.
I know the feeling. You felt out of place and uncomfortable, didn't you?
You should have realized Tom and Helen felt the same way, George.
I do now. I wouldn't want nobody to go through what I just been through. Not even them.
George!
Never mind, Louise. I think I know what George means. I also think he just learned something about prejudice.
Wait. Who are you talking to about prejudice? If there's anything I hate, it's prejudice. That's why I try to stamp it out wherever I find it.
Even in the case of Tom and Helen?
Sure! Everybody should be treated the same.
Oh, George.
Regardless of race, creed, or the color of her husband.
Jefferson's was recorded on tape in front of a studio audience.